I really want you to go camping with us. All of our friends are going. Tom and Mark, Alex and his friends. It's going to be so much fun. I'm not packing any other shorts except those Daisy Dukes you love. The festival shorts. The kind that leave the bottom half of my ass hanging out. Whenever I wear them, I can tell how turned on you get. It's so funny watching guys try not to stare at my butt. I love it. Guys are always lining up to try to fuck me when I'm in my sweatpants. When I wear my cutoff, they can't take their eyes off me. And they make more comments. Whenever you leave for 5 seconds, there's 10 different guys trying to fuck me, babe. When I dress slutty, they don't even care that I'm your girlfriend. They'll walk right up to us, and before you know it, you're standing awkwardly at the side while another guy is making me laugh. You should really appreciate that I'm such a good girlfriend. I'll always eventually give in and give them my number and then come back over to you. You can be pretty oblivious, honey. There are guys that have tried to get in my pants right in front of you, without you even realizing it was happening. It's kind of a fun game. Some hot guy coming over to talk to us, but mostly just to flirt with me. Just subtly enough that you remain unaware. You think we are all just making friends. In reality, he's completely focused on creating a quickly spreading wet spots on my panties while I whisper in his ears, looking down at the growing bulge in his pants. Even your friends do it. Oh fuck. Your friends especially. And they're always begging me to wear my cutoff shorts. Always making sure I'm not wearing a bra when I wear a tight shirt. Nipple visible or we'll make you miserable. May as well be their motto. And they never shut up about it in our group text. The only way I can get them to stop is to just give in and wear what they told me to. I don't know if you realize this, babe, but your friends are pretty much responsible for the slutty wardrobe that you've been drooling over lately. And does it turn you on to know that your friends have more control over my body than you do? If it wasn't for the nagging, I wouldn't have gotten my nipples pierced. I wouldn't have started wearing those sheer tops that you love. Fuck. I'm sure as hell wouldn't have gotten that tattoo. Must be 6 inches to enter, 7 to pleasure. Yeah, your friends made me get that. They thought it would be hilarious. After all, we all know your cock isn't big enough to make me come. But that's okay. Because you eat my pussy and ass whenever I told you to. And you never complain when I tell you, me trust, that I can't feel you inside me and want you to use the dildo instead. And even though you caught on to the fact that I always close my eyes while you're fucking me, you don't fight it or ask me not to picture other guys. We both know how to make compromises on what we want. I mean, I have to sacrifice on bigger things than you do. But that's what makes our sex life so special. Oh yeah, we started a group text a long time ago. All of your friends are on it. Anyway, I don't know if you realize it, but your friends want to fuck me more than anybody. And they're always joking about whose turn it is to run interference and distract you, so they can get me alone. Or whose turn it is to buy me drinks so I get too drunk. And they say I let them get away with more when I've had too many to drink. Babe, I'm just joking. Mostly. The point is, as soon as you turn your back, your friend's eyes are glued to my body. And they're staring at my huge ass. At the big cheeks hanging out of the bottom of my cutoffs. And they're focusing on the nipples poking through my thin top. And they're standing to my side and looking at my side boob when I wear a cutoff tank. And when they look at my pretty face and the red lipstick you picked up for me, they're imagining the way my lips would look smearing that red lipstick all over their cock when you're distracted for a second. And they're picturing my face after you get back, with a glob of their cum on my bottom lips and the rest dripping down my chin. But it's not just your friends. Do you remember that barbecue at your boss's place? I think he loves my festival shorts too. Wanna know a secret? When you were in the bathroom, he told me if I loved you, I needed to take my shirt off, pull my panties down, and show him my perfect little pussy. He told me if I wanted you to keep your job, I needed to bend over the sink and spread my legs. I'm just kidding, babe. That would be insane. I can't believe you're so worked up. Don't be ridiculous. Well, he did lead me into his bedroom and close the door. And he did tell me how much he wanted to fuck me. And he did ask me if he could squeeze my ass. He told me my cute little shorts make me look so, so fuckable. And that it was a shame that I was with you. But the least I could do was to let him touch. Babe, wanna know another secret? I kinda let him do it. He was just so cute when he asked. I know your boss is exactly the type of guy every girl dreams about, right? Anyway, just picture it. Your boss squeezing your girlfriend's ass. It didn't really last too long, and he didn't work his hand too far up into my shorts. I'm pretty sure I was wearing underwear that day, so I don't think he touched too many bare skin. I don't think your boss touched the soft skin of your girlfriend's thighs. I don't think your boss fingers reach up into your girlfriend's shorts and trace the edge of her aching, pouting, swollen pussy lips. I'm pretty sure I wasn't getting so wet. was dripping down my thighs. I don't remember being so horny that my legs start squirming or my thighs getting all smeared and sticky. I don't think I remember him putting his hands over my mouth and rubbing my clit while you were 15 feet away. No, I don't think any of that happened. Just a quick reach up my shorts to cup and squeeze my ass. I guess you could say it was less of a squeeze and more like kneading. Or maybe a massage. I mean, technically at some point, he picked me up and carried me to his bed. And he just insisted on taking my shorts off completely. I would never cheat on you, but he pinned my hands down above my head and pulled my shorts off. It's not like I was lifting my ass up off the bed to help him take them off. And it's not like I asked him what he was waiting for. Why he wasn't putting my panties down too. It's not like I pushed my breast out and told him he could take my top off too. I wasn't thinking if he wanted to see my pussy, he might enjoy seeing my pierced nipples too. It's not like I was biting my lips, hoping your boss would fuck me. None of that happened. Anyway, as he gave me the massage, he was like barely grazing my pussy with his hand. He wasn't trying to. He has just way bigger hands than you. So it kinda just happened. Probably not the only way he's bigger than you. At least according to the rumors. According to the coworkers of yours I've talked to. You know, a lot of your coworkers have actually slept with him. I guess when your boss decides he likes a girl, pretty much all of them end up fucking him. And apparently once they've been with him once, they like can't help but keep staying naked at work, if you know what I mean. Most of them would probably date him. Your boss is like really, really hot. Like, I would definitely cheat on you if you wanted to fuck me. Babe, I was just joking. He may be hotter, taller, and well, bigger than you. But you know I love you, right? It doesn't matter if your penis is a little small, or if you don't always get hard, or if you can't always last very long. I think it's cute when you come too soon. It shows me how hot you think I am. But anyway, your boss, he just fucks girls like your coworkers. He wouldn't date them. And so they settle for dating nice guys like you. A lot like how it is with you and me. Oh, don't pout. Their boyfriends has no idea, but hey. Sometimes a girl can't help it when she finds a big cock. Girls always tell each other about how guys are in bed. Whether it's a stud like your boss or someone like you. And they always find themselves going back to guys like your boss. Done it myself. Have I told anyone about your little problem? Or about how when you get too excited, your little penis squirts its cum right away? I probably told like a few of your coworkers. If you ever seen them laughing, I guess that might be why. I think it was only your female co-workers though, probably. And maybe your boss. And I guess I talked about it with your friends too. After all, I wanted them to be there to support you. And it's nice to be able to use them as a sounding board when I'm brainstorming about how to improve our sex life. I guess I told them about how you can be nervous and not always get hard. And about how you're smaller than all the other guys I've been with. And how you can't last. I mean, yes, they did love at first, but they've actually given me some really good suggestions on things to try to keep your pee-pee hard. And those tips I told you about to help you calm down and not come as soon as you enter me. And those were things they suggested. And one of your friends was actually the one who suggested we buy you that penis extender so I could maybe have an orgasm for once when you fuck. Your friends have actually been super helpful about helping me come. I didn't use the orgasm much at all when we first started dating. But one of them actually bought me that big dildo have you fucked me with after you had your 10 pumps and shot your little load. You could probably credit him with saving our relationship, honey. You should really thank him for making your girlfriend calm. After all, he's more responsible for it than you and your little dick are. Has it ever made a girl come? Actually, don't answer that if you don't want to, babe. Anyway, the camping trip. I'm bringing my skimpiest swimsuit. That white one that my tits are always popping out of. I remember when I was picking out that swimsuit, my nipples kept slipping out of the top. And I noticed that the fabric was kind of sheer. Plus, the bottoms are really hard to keep tight. It seemed really uncomfortable with me wearing it in front of our friends. But when I was in the fitting room, I sent a picture to my ex and he told me I could come over and hot tub with him and his friends if I was wearing it. I just couldn't bring myself to disappoint him. But it seems like whenever I wear it, you almost kinda like it how so many men are always staring at my chest or my crotch. It almost seems like you're glad the top is always slipping halfway down my chest. Like you want other men to stare at my boobs and watch for my top to slip down. It almost seems like you're encouraging me to take a dip in the pool so the white materials turn see-through and everyone can see my pink nipples poking through and my perfect pink pussy lips outlined in the center of my tongue. Like that time at the beach with your cousin, I asked you to help me put sunscreen on. But your cousin spoke up and said he'd do it. Can you still picture him running his hands all over my nearly nude body while you just sat there watching? Can you picture him lifting up the strings on the sides of my tongue and rubbing sunscreen in there too? How he went beyond just my legs but kept going and got every inch of my creamy thighs. Do you remember how he didn't stop at the exposed part of my butt? How he worked his way underneath my bottom? Did you notice his hands pushing underneath my suit? Rubbing the sunscreen all the way across my big butt and into the crack and then from the top down to the bottom. He even pressed his thumb against my asshole and paused there for a few seconds to rub it. You know I don't let you play with my ass, but I didn't want to make a scene. So I just let him work his thumb up my butt. Did you even realize he kept going further down into the bottom of the suit? And eventually his fingers made their way around to the front. Do you remember him asking me why my nipples looked so hard? My cheeks were bright red. Do you remember him commenting on the damp spot on the front of my bottoms? Loudly asking everyone why the crotch of my suit was soaked through when I hadn't been in the pool yet. I was so embarrassed that you just sat there and didn't say anything. I was humiliated, but also really turned on. I'll invite him to go on a trip too. Can you remember that time we went to the water park? Your girlfriend sitting on top of some dude's shoulders, playing piggyback volleyball in the pool. Her thighs wrapped tightly around his neck and shoulders. The thin, ghost-like material of her bottoms barely separating her skin from his. You were going to join us, but you weren't tall enough to stand up in the deeper end. So I paired up with that big guy with the tots. My top slipped down 5 minutes in, but nobody told me, and we just kept playing. Every time I spiked the balls, my tits were bouncing all over the place, so it's not surprising the top eventually came off completely. And the guys figured out if I was topless, they may as well rip my bottoms off too. I think a few of the guys are probably rubbing their cocks under the water, looking at my tits. I hope so. I thought about how you might feel uncomfortable with all of these guys staring at your girlfriend's body. But everyone was playing so hard and I thought they deserved to get a reward for their hard work. Don't you think other men deserve my pussy more than you do? Don't you think my body should be rewarded to men who are winners, babe? Maybe losers shouldn't get to touch my body. Boys who can't win. Boys who aren't big and strong and manly. Little boys like you. Maybe next time you and your friends have a frog girls tournament, you should put my body up as the prize. Winner get my pussy for the week. Losers like you get your hands. But back to the camping trip. I think I forgot to mention that I invited Jake as well. I know that you're slightly uncomfortable with me being so close to my ex, but he really loves camping. We used to go on these week-long trips. He made this rule that once I took a piece of clothing off, I couldn't put it back on for the rest of the trip. So by the second day, I'd be buck naked, and of course, there'd always be strangers staring. Anyway, he's coming too. You guys are friends now, right? I wonder if he'll try to tell me to follow that no clothes rule again. Won't you like that, honey? Your girlfriend ignoring your protest, following the orders of her ex-boyfriend and getting naked in front of all your friends. Because to be honest, he actually did ask. And I was a little drunk. And a fat finger to text. And accidentally typed yes. And accidentally sent it. It was in that group text with your friends, so everyone saw it. And you know how I never break promises, that's what you like about me, right? I I wouldn't want to disappoint your friends now that they're all excited to fuck me. I mean, see me naked. So even though I'm packing my daisy dukes and skimping suit, I don't think I'll be wearing them much, or wearing anything much for that matter. Your friends are going to be staring at your girlfriend's bare tits bouncing around all weekend. Each night your friends are going to be jerking off to your girlfriend's pussy. They've seen pictures of it before, but it'll be a first for most of them to see it in real life. Oh, didn't I tell you I accidentally sent that album of nudes to the group text as well? It was embarrassing. But your friends are such nice guys that they were actually really cool about it. They were giving me so many compliments, telling me how hot the pictures were. Yeah, actually that album included the picture we took together in bed. They recognized your little cock right away, babe. That's actually when they realized they should buy that penis extender for us to use. Anyway, you said before that it was okay for me to post to Gone Wild, right? I figured this was like basically the same thing. And so ever since that first accident, I've been sending all of the nudes I sent to you to your friends as well. And they each have their own turn-ons, so I always end up sending them custom pics and videos that I never even sent to you. And once we started talking about my sex life, Jake was telling them about the no-clothes rule he and I used to have when we went camping. And that's how we all ended up deciding we should do it again. We've been talking a lot about it in the group text. Every time I bend over to pick up a piece of firewood, one of your buddies is going to be standing right behind me staring at perfect pussy nestled between my thighs, rubbing himself through his pants. Your friends are going to be staring at me like a piece of meat, babe. Actually, your best friend was the one who suggested that the no-clothes rule my ex made should come back for this trip. Your best friend has the biggest cock, too, of all of them. I mean, all of your friends are bigger, at least, relative to you. You must have noticed in the gym's showers, right? Your little dick was the butt of a lot of high school locker room jokes, wasn't it? That's what he told me. His cock is even bigger than that big dildo he bought from me to give you to use on me to try to make me calm. You always say it's such an unrealistic toy, aren't you? When he gave it to me, he told me if I can ever take it all the way, then I might be able to handle his cock. I've always wondered what it would be like to get fucked up by your best friend. Do you think it would be more fair if you made the clothes off rule apply to everyone? Everyone has to keep their clothes off once they take them off. I know you don't want everyone to know about your small cock, but they'll already know anyway, babe. You know how we talk about going to a new beach when we visit Italy, right? It'll be like that, except all of your friends will be ignoring you while drinking every inch of my body. And as your friend's cock gets hard, it'll be really obvious how much bigger than they are than you. About the dance situation, your friends actually has this really cool dance that's super duper big. You can fit like 10 people in it, so I think most of the guys are gonna just pile in at the end of the night. It might be a tad bit crowded, but you said I should be able to find a spot to nestle in with your 8 friends and their big cocks if nobody minds getting cozy. Your tiny dick won't make much of a difference either way, right? And I'll be naked, remember? And you know how cold it gets at night. So you've offered to share a sleeping bag with me and keeping me warm. I don't know why, but I'm actually a little nervous, and for some strange reason, I get kind of wet when I think about him and I sharing a sleeping bag. I think it's because I know he's got so much of a bigger of a cock than you, and it's going to be pressed up against me from behind. You're not gonna have a problem, are you? Your best buddy gonna be spooning your naked girlfriend right next to you. All of your buddies who were probably a little drunk and have been getting more and more bent up from staring at your girlfriend's bare pussy all day, crammed into one little tent. All of them trying to figure out how they're going to cram their big cocks into her. One vulnerable pink pussy and 8 hard cocks with nothing but a little blanket separating them. Well, at least separating everyone but the friends who's spooning me. He'll be holding me close just to keep me warm, remember? I doubt his cock will make it into my pussy, but I guess we'll see how cold it gets and how much we have to drink. I mean, I'm kind of worried about whether it might accidentally slip inside of me. You wouldn't get mad at me if that happened, would you, babe? You wouldn't get mad if his cock just happened to end up resting between my ass cheeks, pointing down towards the gap between my thighs. You can understand how if we were sifting around trying to get comfy, how his big cock could end up sliding forward until he was pressed up against my pussy, right? And once his cock is pressed up against my lips, I could imagine how I would start getting so wet. I'd get so wet that my hands might slip and push his cock down to nestle against the entrance of my pussy. And how I might be so shocked that I couldn't help but push back against him until his balls deep. You could understand how in that situation we might panic and I might end up inadvertently bouncing up and down on his cock. In that situation, I didn't see how I could do anything but whisper, "Oh, babe, you just slipped inside on accident. Don't want to make a big fuss. Just watch, okay?" And babe, you know how good that would feel for me, right? Especially if you were holding my hand, looking me in the eye. You wouldn't blame me for not stopping at first, right? I think if it got to that point, the only option we'd have is to rock back and forth until he comes inside of me so that he would hopefully get soft and slip out. Otherwise, we'd have to get out of the sleeping bag and get so cold. I would definitely stop bouncing on his big cock once I felt his coming inside me, babe. It would be so mean if you made me take his big cock out once it was inside, stretching my pussy like a cock cat. You wouldn't do that to me, right? You'd just hold my hand and watch him fuck me, wouldn't you? Oh, babe, it seems like you kinda like the idea. Do you like picturing me being fucked by another man? Looking into your totally naked girlfriend's eyes while he's just laying across from you being spooned by your best friend. A guy who's clearly struggling not to fuck. A man who's just clearly more attracted to than she's ever been to you. Her face flushed, his arms around her waist, his fingers finding excuses to tease her inner thighs, his cock screaming against her ass as she bites her bottom lip. Knowing you, your cock will home probably be soft out of nervousness. But every one of your friends in that time is gonna be harder than you've ever been. The rosy glow on my face, up my breast, and between my legs when I turn on and ready to get fucked. The scent that tells men I'm wet and horny and makes it impossible for you to stop yourself from diving down between my legs. I stopped taking birth control last year, and they say that a man's body can actually pick up on it when a girl is ovulating. And there was some study done that showed strippers get like 300% more tips on nights when they're ovulating. I know it sounds like bullshit, but it's legit. Maybe we actually planned a trip on the weekend that I'm going to be ovulating. I'm going to be absolutely aching for cock. My sex drive is going to be through the roof, and I'm going to be stripped naked and be surrounded by men who need to fuck me. And every single one of you is going to be trying to come deep inside my fertile pussy. Your friends even more than you, since they have so much more testosterone. And every instinct I have is going to be telling me to spread my legs for every tall, strong, big, thick, confident man I see. So basically everyone there but you. But back to the tent, it'll be dead silent except for the sound of me starting to pant. 8 guys or 2 thought were your friends watching as I start to rub my thighs together. And how you're too much of a pussy to stop it. 8 man, your girlfriend was all but begging to be fucked, and you eventually they all decided to help you out by giving me what you can't. And one by one, each of your closest friends will fuck me while you watch. And each and every one of them will do a better job fucking me than you've ever done. You'll sit and watch as I make sounds you've never heard before. As my body shudders more the moment they first enter me than it does when I pretend you're making me come. But there goes breast, so in my breast, I'm literally dripping and calm after they've shot dozens of ropes across my belly, when there's a pool of cum leaking out of my pale pink pussy. Now give us some privacy and leave the tent for a bit so you can calm down enough to get hard. They'll give you the last turn and let you fuck your girlfriend too, while she's slick and sticky, covered in others' man cum. And you'll thank them for letting you fuck your girlfriend. And you'll thank me for letting you fuck me. Things will start to change quickly, and you'll notice that I start letting you fuck me less and less. And I'll seem more distracted and impatient when I do let you fuck me. I'll always have my eyes closed when you fuck me, and I'll be whispering your friends' names. And I won't bother to pretend you can't make me come anymore. I'll always be trying to get you to come as quickly as possible just to get sex with you over with. I've been reading a book while you do your best to get your little cock hard. And I'll keep reading it while you enter me. And I'll be reading it when you try to figure out how to please me. I'll be reading and won't even notice when you come. And when you start to go soft, I'll finally look up with a look of surprise and say, "That was even quicker than usual," and push your head down to clean up your mess. And you know they've seen your browser history, right? They've been joking about it in the group text for months. They know what you're searching late at night. Cuckold girlfriend. Cuckold cream pie gangbang. I guess you probably never figured you'd get to watch the woman you love and treasure starring the cream pie gangbang right in front of your very eyes. And I bet you didn't put two and two together and realize that you wouldn't really be a very important part of it either. You are your little cock. I bet you didn't realize that you would be forgotten a minute or two into the action. Or that I would forget to even look at you during the act. I guess you probably thought it was hard to jerk off to videos like that. But that you're a little scared to have it happen to real life, aren't you? That's why you never brought it up with me, right? And I know you probably didn't expect it would be a close friend fucking your girlfriend. Maybe you thought if me cuckolding you went wrong, you'd be able to go to them for advice. Well, that might not work so well anymore. I know it's a little scary, but you've got to be brave. And this started off as something I wanted to do for you to make you happy. But as we've planned this out for you, I've realized it's actually not something we can compromise on. This isn't for you anymore. This is for me. Let me spell it out for you. I need more than you can give me. I need to be fucked like I was by Jake. Like you can't. In fact, I just need to be fucked by Jake and by your friends. And it's not going to be a one-time thing. You're going to be finding your buddies hanging around our place a lot more often from now on. And sometimes I need you to go sleep on the couch if I invite one of them over for a late night fuck. Sometimes you're gonna come home from work and find me snuggling under the blanket on the couch with your housemates. And we won't be watching Netflix, we'll be watching porn. You're going to see my arms moving under the blanket and know exactly what I'm doing. Other times you might go to your boss's office to ask him a question only to find me there sitting on his lap. And as you get closer, you see that I'm wearing a skirt and my panties are on the floor. And you'll realize his big cock is buried much deeper inside of me than you've ever been. And you ask your question, we'll say hi. And then you'll turn around and walk out, closing the door behind you, so he can get back to placing me like you can't. And those days your entire ex-office will see me living with him at the end of the day, not you. He'll thank you for being a good sport as we walk out, and that asshole in finance will laugh because you can't do your duty properly as a boyfriend and make me calm, so I need to turn to others around you to do so in your place. You'll be a polite boy and take them for fucking me. I need to thank your boss and your friends and your housemates, and especially that asshole from finance who bullies you. Thank them for fucking me. Repeat after me. Thanks for fucking my girlfriend and making her come, because I can't. Thanks for pumping your cum in my girlfriend's pussy for me to lick out when she gets home. Thanks for stretching her out so she can feel my little cock. Text me if you ever need me to order her an Uber to get over to your place or to any of your friends who needs a hole to come in. But back to the trip. This whole thing will all start innocently. One of them will find an excuse to let their hand brush up against my ass. When they say that you don't do anything about it, they'll grow more bold. A painful good game slap to my ass after a tough game of beer pong. Then a quick squeeze on my tits while we're goofing around. Then one of the guys will decide to help me put on sunscreen, but for some reason he'll think my ass crack and inner thighs needs more coverage than anywhere else. Anywhere else except for my pussy. At first you'll be finding used condoms around and wondering where they come from. But soon the guys will be inviting me to go for walks, and when I come back, you'll notice I always seem to have that same white, creamy sunscreen dripping all over my pussy and thighs. And you'll notice my pussy tastes different than usual. But we'll both agree it's a good change and it tastes better than it used to. And that whatever's happening is a good thing. I promise to figure out why my pussy is suddenly tasting so good and try to make sure it keeps happening. And we'll both pretend I'm just wetter and thicker than usual. and so I have to ask you to go down on me every few hours to try to manage the continual increase in this thick, gloppy white stuff that keeps showing up inside of me. Sometimes you'll ask me why there are ropes of it in my butts, or my breast, or a glove on my lips. And I smile and tell you I'm not sure, but I think your friend was involved. And I'll ask you to kiss me and push it into your mouth. You'll notice that whenever I disappear for a while, I always taste better immediately afterwards. And so you're always having me sit on your face and giving me at least a few good licks whenever you greet me. I'll start sending you a text with just the words snack time, and you'll come and find me. You'll reach down and feel how sticky I am in my slit, and you'll obediently get down on your knees and lick it all up off my swollen pussy lips, and probe each and every fold on my lips and stick your tongue as deep as you can inside of me to get it all out. You'll make sure not to miss a single drop as you unknowingly lick your friend's cum of your girlfriend's used pussy. I'll tell you how proud I am of you for being such a gentleman. And somehow your friends will start figuring out when my pussy is going to be messy. They'll start texting you and it's time for a snack too. Or if you mention that you're getting hungry, they'll laugh and tell you they'll go find me and make sure there's something warm and wet to eat off my thighs, whatever that means. Eventually, they'll start asking me to stop letting you fuck me after they've all pumped me full of cum. At first, I resist because I feel bad for you, but eventually I'll decide their needs are more important than yours. And I'll convince you it's for the best anyway. They'll tell me to only let you lick my pussy clean and jerk off while you watch them take me, and I will. By the end of the weekend, they'll have asked you to move out of our tent and into another, and you'll hear me moaning more than I ever have with you each night as you lay alone in your tent. You'll jerk your little penis to the symphony of my orgasms that sound a little more real than what you've ever heard me produce with you. I'll be staying with them, but just so I can stay warm at night, okay? I know this all sounds like a lot right now, babe. But we've been thinking about how this is going to go for a while. We figure it all out. I'm doing this for you because I love you. Now I need you to pull your pants down and prove that this is what you want. And there's this white sticky cream leaking out of my pussy I need you to clean up too. For some reason I've been getting more wet than usual lately.